Blog Talk Radio.
What the heck is going on here?
See, these guys are all the same. They take one fall in an argument, they throw in the towel.
Excuse me, what the hell's going on out here?
Well, Nuke's scared because his eyelids are jammed and his old man's here. We need a live rooster. Was it a live rooster? We need a live rooster to take the curse off Jose's glove, and nobody seems to know what to get Millie or Jimmy for their wedding present. Is that about right?
That's right.
We're dealing with a lot of shit.
You may be right.
Have you ever seen a grown man naked?
I may be crazy.
We should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon.
That's easy for you to say, but what do we do about it, Angus?
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Thank you. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, the new Fat Guy in Spandex opener. You know, Blog Talk Radio, which is the application on which this show is built, is birthed. Push it out, shove it out, yeah. Push it out, shove it out, yeah. The application on which this is birthed, Blog Talk Radio. You can get the RSS, people. You can get the RSS. You can get the RSS right over there at blogtalkradio.com/fatguyinspandex. Ha, 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 ha. And then it can come to any iPod or any device you want. We're also on Player FM, Stitcher, iTunes. You can find the podcast, please. There's only three people listening to it right now, and one of them is a cat. Ha, ha, ha. Hey, everybody, I'm a fat guy in spandex coming to you live from the Grumpy Gator Cafe in beautiful downtown Tempesta de Merida, Florida. Woohoo! Party on, everybody. Whose brackets are completely screwed? whose brackets are completely screwed? I have to tell you, I'm actually in second place. There's about 20, 25 people or so in my little bracket pool. God, no, we didn't put any money in the pool. Wink, wink. We didn't bet on college sports. Wink, wink. We didn't do any of that. Oh, no. Oh, no. One of the people in the bracket, though, did have Georgia State. Woo! Yeah. You know, at one point in my illustrious psychological career back in the great northern portions of the United States of America, before I moved down here to the beautiful Sunshine State, I had considered actually getting a degree from Georgia State. They have a fairly good postgraduate psychological department, and had actually thought about going there at one point. So very happy for Georgia State. Gotta love when Cindy dances. You just gotta love it. This year I put a bracket together, but it's non-competitive. What I just said, though, I'm in a pool, right? But this year I just decided, crap, you know, here's my money. If I win, I win. If I win, I'll buy a whole round of beverages for all the folks here at the Grumpy Gator Cafe. But, you know, for me this year, folks, it's just about making connections. I'm a pretty competitive guy. I can get pretty intense when I start to think that I might win or I might lose. You know, I think that's one of the things we see in the NCAA tournament. You get these fabulous matchups of Hampton versus Kentucky. You know, talk about a David and Goliath. I mean, that's like David's, you know, like David as a zygote versus like six Goliaths, Kentucky and Hampton. God love it. You know, I mean, those kids, what an absolute awesome memory and opportunity, at least for the Hampton kids. The Kentucky kids are certainly, this is kind of like a fly on a horse's ass, you know, it's just annoying enough. But you see this with some of these teams, because college basketball is 40 minutes. Today I'll be going over to Buffalo Wild Wings. Ding, 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 ding. Nothing wrong with the Grumpy Gator Cafe. God love it. But Buffalo Wild Wings beer, wings, beer, sports, I think is what it is. But there's a group of folks that I traditionally get together with on the first Friday of the NCAA tourney. We're going to be gathering together, eating chicken wings, drinking beer, living large. Living large, as somebody said to me yesterday, it's the ultimate man cave with the ultimate man cave food. Yes, indeed. But why do it? Because we're looking to enhance, we're looking to improve upon, and dare I say it, the intimacy of our relationships. We get together, we eat food, we drink, we watch sports. This has been going on for thousands of years, people. Thousands of years. People have gathered, had food, and watched sports. Jesus Christ himself understood the power of food. Fed 5,000 people. Jesus knew, for God's sakes, don't run out of food. Don't run out of food. Don't run out of drink. Because food and drink enhances our ability to interact with each other, to connect, to build deeper bonds. Jesus knew this. This is why his mother outed him. Mom is sitting there thinking at this wedding, damn, we're out of wine. Oh, my goodness, we're out of wine. Everybody's running around the wedding going, we're out of wine, we're out of wine. What are we going to do? Mary is caught in a dilemma. My son is the Son of God. He could certainly turn this water into wine, and presto, bango, we're all done. But if I get him to do his miracle thing, then I'm going to out him as the Son of God. Ooh, what a moral dilemma. What does Mary do? Does she protect her son and his identity, or does she out him so that we have some more wine at this fabulous wedding? Well, we all know how the story ends up. Mary outs her son. And voila, we have wine at the wedding. Why? Because food and drink enhances connectivity. Jesus knew this. He took it forward. Sermon on the Mount. Actually, I don't think it was a Sermon on the Mount. I misspeak. But Jesus was speaking at one point to a lot of people. They all showed up without any food. It's kind of like when you get one of those invitations to a party, And the party's supposed to start at 1 and go to 5. And you're like, are these just cheap-ass people? Are they cheap-ass people? They don't want to serve a lunch or a dinner. 1 to 5. What does that mean? Is it going to be snacks? Oh, God forbid it's ice cream. Oh, worse yet, frozen yogurt. Bunch of cheap-ass people, for goodness sakes, having an afternoon party so they don't have to feed us. So you're not sure. Do you eat lunch before you go? But if you eat lunch and then show up and there is some kind of food, then you're not hungry enough and you don't want to offend anybody, but also it's free flipping food. When you have a chance to take advantage of free flipping food, yummy, yummy, yummy. All the cognitive dissonance that goes on. But today I will be gathering with men folk, perhaps a few others. I have begun to enjoy the beauty of technology. With my little tablet now, my little Android tablet, which has become about a $200 game tablet, Boom Beach and what's the war game I'm playing with the hot, sexy blonde? that advertising campaign worked, people. Yes, it did. And I'm sitting there watching sports and this hot, sexy blonde from some way back Roman-like empire, climbing out of a hot tub, nude. Oh, yeah. I'm there, baby. I'm there. That advertising worked. That played on every played my psychological piano to perfection. Yes. Game of War, I think it's called. But while I was playing Game of War, Boom Beach, and watching the stinking NCAA tournament and checking my bracket to the ESPN app, and people wonder why we have attention deficit disorder in America. Can't figure out why adults and children cannot sit still and listen to a sermon or listen to a speech or, God forbid, listen to a teacher for more than 10 minutes. because we're doing 16 things at one time as it is now. Folks, we've trained our brains to be literal supercomputers, super fast, multitasking, tremendous benefit. Yet when all you've got to do is focus on one thing like we used to do in the 70s, well, life is a little bit more difficult now, isn't it? But I was using my tablet to invite some folks over to Buffalo Wild Wings for some beer wing sports. Or is it wings beer sports? Either way. I, of course, drink the low-octane stuff because I'm a recovering alcoholic. Recovering my ass. I'm an alcoholic. And I had a great time. I do. I still have that thinking. You know, party on, Wayne. Party on, Garth. That's where I'm coming from. But I'm looking forward to today because it's an opportunity to gather with people and have some fun. Yes, the sports are important. Yes, the wings are critical. Yes, the beer is tasty. But at the end of the day, it is what is going on in that environment. The conversations, the interest in each other's lives, the connectivity. Now, granted, sometimes people are a little bit phobic about men getting together and being interested in each other's lives. Or each other's wives, either way. But sometimes people might get a little phobic. Like, well, I don't know, man, we're guys. Oh, how about them Bears yesterday? Yeah, how about them Bears? Yeah, okay. But at the end of the day, we can gather together as human beings and we can share elements of our lives. We can build stronger, deeper connections. Because at the end of the day, folks, and I'm not going to, you know, this is a psychological show, but it's, you know, trying to come at it from a different perspective than most psychological podcasts, than most self-help podcasts. I'm just trying to help you get your head out of your ass and your ass off the couch. When it comes to getting your ass off the couch, you need connections. You could do a great job cognitively. You could have your cranium rectum extraction and never stick that head back up your ass ever again. But that's only half the battle, folks, to finding mental wellness. That's only half the battle to finding good behavioral health, to living the life that you've desired. The other half is you got to get out there and play, man. You got to get out on the ice. You got to get behind the wheel. Two of my favorite sports, NASCAR and hockey, analogies right there. And how do you get on the ice? How do you get behind the wheel? You need connections to people, places, and things. Today I'm going to have a connection to people. We're going to converse. We're going to talk. We're going to share. We're going to cheer. We're going to scream. We're going to yell. We're going to go, oh, my God, do you believe that? Just like we did yesterday. Although I was doing it with me, two dogs, a cat, and a big screen TV in the privacy of my own abode. Now I'm going to be doing it in public. I just need to expose myself more often when in public. That's what I want you people to do. Expose yourself more often in public. Get out there. You've got to expose yourself in public more if you want to improve the quality of your life. But I will have connection to people. I will have connection to a place, Buffalo Wild Wings, and I will have connections to a thing. Oh, yeah, beer and wings and, of course, sports. I am looking forward to it. Why? Because at the end of the day, the quality of our connections is really what leads to good behavioral health. Amen, my brothers and sisters. Can I get an amen? So take your brackets. Find your peeps. Find a place to be and enjoy all that life has to offer. Time for me.
Here's done. I'm needed elsewhere now. I'm needed wherever outlaws rule the West. Wherever innocent women and children are afraid to walk the streets. Wherever a man cannot live in simple dignity. Wherever a people cry out for justice.
Bullshit!